In the book of Job, that's a good start, isn't it? In the book of Job, there's a verse that says, God speaks one way and God speaks another way, but he speaks. But it also says, do we perceive it? Do we hear it? Do we understand it? And a couple of weeks ago, when I got up for our worship time and I took my jacket off, God gave me a word, and that word was restriction. And it was like I was taking my jacket off because it restricted my worship with God. And that's, you know, do we need to take things off that restrict our worship, our connection with God? Do we wear things that restrict our worship? Are we carrying anything that restricts our time or ability to connect with God? Young people, children who are in here today, I'm speaking to you too. God wants to meet with you, children. God wants to meet with you, young people. Don't let your age be a restriction, because he does want to connect with you. He wants to work with you in your life. And I know this because in Matthew's gospel, the disciples tried to stop the children from coming to Jesus. And Jesus said, no, don't stop the children from coming to me. He said that, don't stop the children from coming to me. In fact, he even told the adults to be like children, because, well, when you become adults, you tend to complicate matters, make things hard for yourself, because that is the kingdom of God, that simplicity of being children. And God wants to use you and work with you. Do you ever think, when you get home from school, to sit down with God and tell him how your day went? Or in the morning when you're going to school, say, hey, Holy Spirit, will you come with me? I could do with your company. Because he is there. And when we invite him to go with us, I invite him, if I go overseas, I'll actually invite him to come with me. Because to me, it's like Chris said a few weeks ago, it's in our head that God is here. It's in our head that God is all around us. But when we actually invite him and say, Holy Spirit, will you come with me? It's moving from our head to our heart. And it's our heart is where the experience is. So even you children, you know, you're welcome to ask God for help. He wants to meet with you. I've been in a few situations where, if it wasn't for inviting the Holy Spirit, you know, I could see him working. You know, age is not a restriction for what God wants to do. And I want to read, and this is for the children, the young people as well, an excerpt from a book I've been reading by Jody Hughes. And it really touched me when I read it. It's about, there was a revival church meetings in the Sunshine Coast, up at the Big Pineapple. They had revival church meetings. It was full of people. People were being healed and saved. And there was a lot happening. And this is the account that I want to read. Night after night, we saw little children as young as 3 lying on the ground after prayer under the power of God for over an hour. This wrecks you for the ordinary. These kids became so on fire for God that they became our prayer team. So these kids were the intercessors. They were the prayer team for the adults. Adults were constantly overcome by the presence of God as kids and youth prayed for them. One of my favourite sermons during this time came from a three-year-old boy who brought his Bible to church and put it down next to us. He thought that was how people got to have the microphone. Well, we gave him the microphone, and his sermon has echoed in my spirit ever since. He stood and yelled with power, "Are you ready?" Let me tell you, the glory fell. God had spoken through a three-year-old. "Are you ready? The King is coming." Age is not a restriction for God. He will speak through anyone who is willing to be spoken through. God will work with anyone who will connect with him. I remember when I was about 10, I'm number 5 out of 6 kids, but that's beside the point. When I was about 10, I realised that I couldn't have a conversation with my dad. I just didn't know. I'd get tongue-tied. And while I was thinking about this, I heard a suggestion come to me, and looking back, I know it was God. And he said to me, "If you're interested in what he's interested in, you'll have something to talk about." And so I started getting interested in rugby and cricket and football. Well, not football. Cricket and rugby league. I used to go to Carlaw Park with my dad and my brother. Then when I got a car, I'd take my dad to Eden Park to watch cricket or rugby or something. And it's been there ever since. So, you know, we need to be listening to what God, we need to connect with God. Are we interested in what God is interested in? Do we restrict ourselves? Kids, do you find that you're looking for ways of restriction? Do you find ways of saying, "But, not me"? You know, kids, God wants to know you. He wants to know you better. He's there for you. It's not just an adult thing. He's there for you kids as well. And you can just go to him and talk to him, download, offload all your cares and things that have happened during the day. You know, all the good times as well. You know, there's an old song that we used to sing many, many, many years ago. I was reminded of it recently. And it's the world. Life without Jesus is like a donut with a hole in the middle. Life without Jesus is like a donut with a hole in the middle. Is there a hole in your life? Do you need more Jesus? We'll get the musicians to come up. And we'll hand out the communion. We'll hand out communion as well. going to shake. Well, I look at that. As the deer pants for water, for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? Lord, we thank you that we can meet with you. Lord, through your body, through your blood, through all you did at Calvary on that cross, that suffering, that there is nothing restricting us, there is nothing stopping us from meeting with you. Lord, I pray that we all will have ears to hear what the Spirit says to us today and forevermore. Lord, we thank you so much. Thank you so much for redeeming us through the cross. Thank you, Lord, for your suffering for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.